we put our trust in. We can put our trust in because we know that they're going to hold us. Some things don't. One of the hardest things to put our trust in is people, other people. We know a chair will hold us, but it's often really hard to trust whether other people will be there or will let us down. There's a story I want to tell you. It's about some tortoises who went on a picnic. And the tortoise, as you know, is quite a slow animal. So it took them about 3 years to prepare for their picnic. And then it took them 1.5 years to find a suitable spot for their picnic. After 6 months of clearing the spot and laying out their sandwiches, they realised they'd forgotten the salt. Now, everyone knows you can't have a picnic without salt. So they tried to decide who was going to go back and get the salt. In the end, they chose the youngest tortoise, who was very upset about this because he didn't want to go all the way back, spend 1.5 years travelling. But eventually he was persuaded. He said, as long as you do not start the picnic without me, you have to wait till I get back. They all agreed. So the little tortoise left. 1 year passed. 2 years passed. 3 years passed. On 6 years, the eldest tortoise couldn't wait any longer. So started to unwrap the sandwiches. At which point, the little tortoise crawled out from behind a tree and said, "See, I told you you couldn't wait. I told you I couldn't trust you. I'm not going back for the salt now." You see, it's hard to trust other people. Hard to trust other tortoises. But it's often hard to trust other people. And yet it's very important to trust other people. And it's also very important to be able to trust God. God calls us to trust Him. He calls us to trust everyone else around us, our friends and our family. But most of all, and first of all, He calls us to put our trust in Him. This is what the Bible says. "The Lord gives strength to those who are weary. Even young people get tired. They stumble and fall. But those who trust the Lord will find new strength. They will be strong like eagles, soaring upwards on wings. They will walk and run without getting tired." If we trust God, He provides us with all that we need. We're going to sing about this now in our next song together. So if we could all stand, let's sing and think about the trust which God asks of us. I want to tell you a story that is a story about trust. It's also a true story. You'll find it in the Bible, in many of the Gospels, but this particular one in the book of Matthew. And you might remember the story of Jesus feeding over 5,000 people. Does anyone know that story in the Bible? Jesus feeds over 5,000 people with a few loaves and a few fish and has 12 baskets left over. Well, after that story, Jesus then tells the disciples to go and sit on a boat and travel across the lake. He goes off on his own to spend some time praying. While the disciples are out on the boat, a storm arises and the boat is going all over the place. They're not sure what to do and we're waiting to get to shore. And suddenly, it's now about the time of dawn, so the light is coming up, suddenly they see a figure walking to them on the water. They think it's a ghost, because who walks on water? No one walks on water. And as this figure gets closer, they realise it's not a ghost, but actually it's Jesus coming to them on the water. Peter sees Jesus. And he looks at him and Jesus says, "Come on, come to me. Step out of the boat and walk to me on the water." Well, that's not possible, is it? But Peter does. He gets out of the boat and he steps on the water. And instead of sinking down and having to swim, he starts to walk towards Jesus on top of the water. It's amazing. But then suddenly he realizes where he is, and he looks around and he sees the waves and he sees the wind, and he starts to sink because it's not possible to walk on water. And as he sinks, Jesus reaches down and he pulls him up by the hand and he takes him back into the boat. And he says, "Why did you not believe? Why did you have such little faith?" When they're all in the boat together, everyone in there realizes who Jesus is and they start to worship him. Now, many people have told me that story over the years and have told it as a story of someone who's got little faith and can't do much and fails before God. But actually, I see it as a story of great courage. Peter was the only one in the boat who decided to trust God and step out. And yes, he got scared and he started to sink. But that didn't matter because Jesus was there to help him. But he put his trust in Jesus completely for those few moments. And because he did that, he walked on water. Do you know, it's really hard to trust God because we can't see him. But it must have been really hard for Peter to trust Jesus and to step out onto the water. Why did he do it? Because he'd seen something in Jesus that was different. He'd seen him heal people. He'd seen him pray for people. He'd seen him feed 5,000 people with a few loaves and a few fish. He'd seen him do amazing things, and he decided it was time to put his trust, his life, into Jesus' hands. Now, I don't know whether we've seen God do amazing things. I hope at some point in our life we have seen a glimpse of what God is like. You only have to look outside on a beautiful day to see a glimpse of what God is like. Maybe we've seen a lot of God, but maybe we've never fully put our trust in him. I don't know. That was the challenge that Peter faced. And maybe today that's the challenge that we face with our lives. We can put our trust in God because he is amazing. I'm going to show a video that kind of talks about that. We've shown it before, but it's worth showing again. So take a look at this.
Amen.
Our God is indescribable, and yet he gives us so many things to show us what he is like. He asks us to trust him with our lives. Some of us might think that's a simple thing. We've heard that before. But the question today is, as Jesus' question to Peter was, you might know it, but do you trust me? Do you trust me with your life? That whatever happens, I will care for you. I will be with you. I will lead you to the place where I am. Do you trust him?